Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Nikita B., who is the Hope Dealer and Purpose Pusher. Nikita, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
No problem, no problem. And you killed it today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You had everybody cracking up and laughing, and I was blushing a little bit, even though it's hard to see. But no, I wanted to hear a little bit more about like what brought you to the conference and a little bit more about like everything that you did.
Well, the biggest thing that brought me to the conference was the invitation. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. But the founder of the conference, Nakia, she has her whole purpose and outlook of what she has for entrepreneurship. Her and I in sync with it. And me being an entrepreneur, I know the value that it adds being in a room of like-minded people and being in a room where people can add value and give clarity. So my whole push was to come, perform, give laughter, but at the same time give tips that they can actually apply to their everyday life and be able to do it. And they'll remember it because I said it in a funny way.
Yeah. It's funny, I was actually about to ask you that, because do you feel like people can retain a lot more stuff?
Yes.
Because they're laughing, they're having a good time, their guard's not up, and they can take in a lot of that information.
You are exactly right. I tell people all the time, if a person is laughing, they're listening, they're open. If they're quiet, they're guarded, they're deciphering through, they're probably surfing on their phone, whatever it is, you know?
Right, nowadays.
But if they are laughing, they're listening, so that's a good thing.
Okay. And was it something that you just picked up, the ability to laugh, or did you just recognize that? Because I know you touched on that a little bit on stage.
Yeah, well, I never thought it would be this. It actually happened after I lost my mom to breast cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I lost my mom to breast cancer, I was in deep depression. Mm-hmm. And we were doing a comedy show for my dad to help him, like to want to see him laugh again, because it's like medicine, you know, it just makes you feel better. And I performed that day just to do it. Mm-hmm. And after that show, a lady was like, can I get your booking information? I said, I didn't know I was bookable. You know what I mean?
Right.
She was like, come and do just what you did. And literally, it was birthed through that.
That is awesome. That's awesome. How long ago was that?
8 years.
8 years ago.
Eight
wow.
years.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, a lot of people aspire to do that. And I was just saying that I went to DC Improv, and it really takes a lot of courage to be able to stand up on stage and get people to laugh. Sometimes it's good to stand on stage, but to get people to laugh is a different thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, cookout funny and for real funny is two different things.
Right,
you know
what I mean?
I learned that the hard way.
Exactly.
You know, like, I've never been booed, but I have been in a room where it was an awkward silence. So,
I'm telling you.
And
how do you get over that? Because I know you touched on it a little bit, but, like, fear is a really big thing. And we're talking about, you know, an entrepreneurial conference where people mm-hmm. are afraid to start out mm-hmm. and do their business. You've been able to kind of face that fear,
right.
be able to do that. How do you face that?
Honestly, it is virtually impossible to overcome fear without facing it. How else can you?
Right.
So you have to do it. You have to. Now, what ways can you build your courage? Because fear is going to be there, whether it's huge or minimum, right? So you build your courage by positive self-talk. You surround yourself around people who are already doing it. Practice, 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 and more practice.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then it's going to come a time when you got to execute.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can be in the gym working out, getting yourself situated. It means nothing till you get out there on the court, on the field.
Yeah.
Execute.
Yeah.
So you just have to.
Yeah, people are always at the mind of what is it, ready, aim,
yes.
aim,
yes,
and they never
yes.
ever fire.
And then you aiming so much, you about to get fired on.
Exactly.
You're gonna wake up dead,
exactly.
fooling around.
Exactly. So you gotta make sure to take action. So that's cool. And so I wanted to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce. And this mm-hmm. is like your unique selling proposition, what you feel kind of differentiate. What do you think sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think the biggest thing that sets me apart is, aside of being the humor part of it, I have fierce clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so clear. And even if it's a thing where I don't know, I know what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So I at least know that. Like, a person can come and have a conversation with me, and I can get from the beginning to the end, like, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's my superpower.
Yeah, that's huge
do.
In this day and age, because mm-hmm. we talked about, you know, somebody that's not listening to you, they're not laughing, so they're mm-hmm. low on their phone. There's so many distractions out there
it
that
is.
It's really hard to be, it's a fish clarity. How,
right.
How do you do that?
So as a comedian, I scope the room. And if somebody went on before me, I see what was the subject, what was the content they were talking about that made the crowd move or made the crowd laugh or whatever. And if that fails, being real, being personable and relatable, it wins every time.
Really? Why do you think that is? It wins every time.
Because everybody has a similar situation to somebody else. Period. It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody has a relatable situation to somebody else. This is what I tell people, and you remember it too. Who you used to be is inside of a person that'll be attracted to who you are now.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
So they're seeking you because they see who they desire to be. You're going to understand them because you used to be that person. You see how that works?
Yeah. That's huge because I think that, you know, as I've gotten older, I feel like I've, you know, you become a little bit more aware of other people. But in the beginning, you're just like, oh, it's only me. It's only me going through this struggle or it's only me going through this thing. But you've been able to kind of see that. That's definitely a gift, a superpower.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? It's not just you. I promise you. Now, some people, they can put brand labels on it. Some people can have more expensive hair on top of it. Some people can be beat to the gods, but they can still have those same covered up issues that another person have that can't afford the luxury of fixing it up.
Right. That makes perfect sense. Well, I appreciate that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit. And I'm going to ask you for something that's called a CEO hack. And this might be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, something that you fall back on that makes you and gives you that edge. What do you think your CEO hack is?
You're going to be like Nikita, but I'm telling you, the Bible.
Oh, okay.
But not just the Bible, because it was difficult for me to read these and thou arts and all this, so I had to get another one and a different one. But I'm telling you, the hack for me, affirmations. And it's funny that this podcast is I Am. I started a whole movement. It's called the bias movement. Bias, you know, people overlook you or they pick one thing over another. But I changed the acronym. Bias is because I am somebody. So whenever I start that self-doubt foolishness, why me? Because I am somebody. Why would they choose me? Because I am somebody. And when you start building that up on the inside of you, it gives you confidence. And when you have that type of confidence, you may be uncomfortable at the table, but just be reminded that you were given an invitation. You didn't steal the seat. So you belong there. So my I am affirmations, that's my hack.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely love that. And it's part of the reason why, you know, the podcast is I Am, because those are the two most powerful words in the English language, because whatever you say afterwards is exactly what you are. So I love that CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Stick with it. I will tell my young business self to stick with it. It means one thing. Not stick with them, stick with those, stick with everything, stick with it. Once you build on it and get it to a point, you can always add other things. But I think we want to go into things as a gumbo and say, I got all these wonderful things to offer and nobody wants me. That's because they only want the meat out of it. They don't want all that other stuff. So now they're not attracted to your meat because you got corn and other vegetables and all the other stuff. I don't even like okra. What is that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so stick to your it and follow it through. Trust the process.
Absolutely. How do you find like what your it is?
Your it is easy to come by, easy for you to do, and people often ask you to do it. We just overthink it.
Yeah.
We do. People came to me all the time for clarity. I'm confused. Can you help me think through this? Can you help me figure it out? Even as a nurse, when they call me and I go and consult, it's in, when the buildings are in turmoil, when they're going through a transition, one company is buying another one. They've had a survey. They need clarity. They need to fix the system. So I know I'm the transition queen, right? Because of my superpower of clarity, I can go in, look at it. That's what it is. So whatever's easy for you, whatever they come to you for, and you don't even have to think about it hard. The problem is your it may not be what you favor, but it's what he put on inside of you for you to do. It's not optional.
Yeah, so sometimes we have to accept that and understand that that's what was given to us rather than what we want to do all the
time. Right. That's exactly right. You want this because it's your passion. He said, I got you for this purpose.
So play your part. I absolutely love that. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And just like you kind of touched on, we're looking to have different quote-unquote CEOs on this show. Yes. So I wanted to ask you, Nikita, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Me being a CEO means that I'm able to infuse laughter into as many people as possible on a daily basis. I'm at a platform, I'm in a position where I can be the antidote to somebody. I can be the aspirin to your pain. That's what CEO means to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, making you believe that you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you don't sometimes believe it, it's good to get that outside reminder. So I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate your time Nikita. I wanted to ask if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best they can find you.
I always tell people to laugh for the health of it, because it's the cheapest medicine you can get. You don't have to pay nothing for it. Right. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of benefits to it. You can follow me, not in your car, but on Facebook at Nikita B. Williams. All other outlets is at I Am Nikita B. You see the I Am again?
I see what she's doing.
You see what I'm doing? Yes, you can do that. Or I'm Googleable. So you can Google me at NikitaBWilliams.com, laughwithNikitaB.com. Either way, I'm out there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what we'll do is we'll have all those links in the show notes as well, too, so that everybody can follow up with you. But, Nikita, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
For the laughter, for all the motivational content that you gave us, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You. Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.